China, North Korea, and the U.S. are the three nations directly involved in our first stories today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for watching. A meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping is scheduled for today and tomorrow at President Trump's resort in Florida. With that meeting coming up, North Korea launched a missile into the sea on Wednesday. The test didn't go well. A U.S. official described it as a spectacular failure. But analysts say the launch was designed to be an insult to Presidents Trump and Xi. They also say that if America wants to put more pressure on North Korea to stop its nuclear program, it'll need China's help, something Mr. Trump recently echoed in an interview with the Financial Times when he said China has great influence over North Korea and that he hoped China would help. That country is North Korea's only major ally. More than 80% of North Korea's trade is conducted with China. What happens if China doesn't help put more pressure on its neighbor? President Trump says the U.S. could act on its own. His administration says all options are on the table when dealing with North Korea. What could some of those options look like?
President Trump says he's willing to go it alone to stop North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But he's facing a regime that has challenged U.S. administrations on this issue for a quarter century. Experts argue he has three basic strategies for confronting Pyongyang, starting with negotiations.
Would you speak to the leader of North Korea?
I said, absolutely. Why not? Why not?
Previous U.S. administrations have negotiated directly with North Korea, and in the past, Pyongyang has made some concessions in exchange for big financial aid. But experts say Pyongyang views its existing nuclear weapons as the ultimate insurance policy, protecting North Korea from the threat of possible military strikes.
They are not going to give up a single nuclear weapon, a single warhead they have already produced. And no amount of negotiation is going to change it.
A second option, sanctions. The U.S. already has many sanctions in place to economically isolate North Korea. But a further step might be to punish companies that do business with North Korea, particularly those in China, North Korea's largest trading partner.
So far, this policy has not worked. Partially because China is not completely participating, partially because the North Korean state itself is designed in a way which basically makes the government quite oblivious to the demands of the population.
The final option would be a military strike. Targets could include the North Korean leadership or their nuclear weapons or ballistic missile facilities. But a former top U.S. official warns the consequences for a key U.S. ally could then be devastating.
It's quite possible that they would, as a consequence of that, launch a attempted invasion of South Korea. This is a war that would have an intensity of violence associated with it that we haven't seen since the last Korean War.
There is one possible ray of hope. Neither the U.S. nor China, the two biggest superpowers in the region, want to see a nuclear-armed North Korea. If they can work together, then perhaps they can find a way to deal with the Hermit Kingdom and its weapons of mass destruction. Ivan Watson, CNN, Seoul.